What's up, rap fans? Welcome back to the Hip Hop Enthusiast Podcast, keeping you up to date on hip hop music in 2018. I'm your host, Kyle French, and today is November 29th. On today's show, we are going to be getting into the new Smino album, Noir, and a new EP from IDK titled IDK and Friends. We're going to point and laugh and hope 6ix9ine gets life in prison and brush up on some other current culture news because he's not the only thing going on. We got Hot in the Streets Song of the Week, never fails us, so we'll have another banger coming through there, and we'll wrap things up, as always, catching up on the newest releases and preview what's coming this weekend in our new music announcement segment. My schedule has been a little shaky recently with the holiday season, so episodes, you know, like last week was a little inconsistent, and I don't know, through the end of the year, probably not going to be like steady every Saturday like we try to do, but I promise they'll be coming. I just started this week to try to piece together my finalized top 100 hip-hop albums of 2018 list, so that will be coming soon, and make sure to catch the full countdown of that on my Instagram page, at hiphopent, H-I-P-H-O-P-E-N-T-H. That's where I put out extra content and other more interactive posts and stuff like that. You can also hit me up on there if you got any feedback about the show, any critiques, whatever you want to hear more of. That's where you can do it, on Instagram, at Hip Hop Anth. But let's get into the rundown today. We're going to kick things off with Noir by Smino. He's a 27-year-old rapper slash singer. He's, honestly, he's more of a singer from St. Louis. And we don't have a lot of hip hop artists flourishing out of St. Louis, but Smino is here to play successor to the absolute hit maker that was Nelly. And that's what he brings to the table. Hits, jams, Smino's got him. This is his second project, like full-length studio album project, following his debut, Black Swan, just last year. If you're not familiar with Smino, he's one of those guys who really blurs the lines between hip-hop and R&B. He cites his influences as Southern hip-hop, soul, jazz, gospel, pretty much everything under the sun. He grew up singing in his church choir, surrounded by a family of musicians. His cousin is also a very successful professional singer. He cites Andre 3000 as his biggest individual rap influence. So it makes sense that he has this penchant for melodies and singing more than he raps, and he just sounds different from a lot of guys out there because he pulled his motivation and his love of music from so many different areas that were just deeply rooted in him from a young age. So this melting pot of genres and styles leads to Smino having a pretty distinctive appeal, and with his southern, like, Midwest accent and occasionally inaudible slurred vocals, he actually could draw some comparisons to Young Thug delivery-wise. They go over very different production. They have extremely different flows and different topics. But his delivery, I would say, is similar to Thugger. I know that might be not a comparison that comes to mind. But both those guys really opt to use their vocals more as an instrument than a means for communication and clarity. And on Noir, Smino doubles down on these unique butterfly-like vocals with a lot of like warm, inviting performances, many revolving around sexual relations and pleasures, as the upscale, provocative title Noir would suggest. He does get into a few like sultry and seductive cuts, but I don't know if this album title really captures the overall tone of his work. It has a very casual, feel-good mood, and he kind of takes what modern R&B has been bringing to the clubs and instead institutes it almost into like a backyard barbecue setting. Some of these jams would be perfect for like an outdoor summer house party. They pack a lot of like nostalgia and laid-back feelings into his music. And he's just got this adolescent joy going on all the time, which is infectious. And just brings you kind of like that childlike happiness. And it helps create that worry-free setting. So that's the, you know, primary texture that's coming out of here. Another, you know, part that plays a huge role in it is obviously got to be the production. You know, it's got these snappy, click, and clap-heavy beats. I mean, you could sell me on the idea that many of these rhythms are just sped-up samples of someone snapping their fingers. And a lot of the instrumentation, similar to what you might hear on, like, a No Name record, the focus is not on, like, pounding drums and loud, large, emphatic noises, but rather on the smaller, gentler pieces filling out the space. A great example of this is how the strings are incorporated into the song Clink. And they are really the anchor of the track, the main sonic component. And they provide a great base for Smino's smoothness, but they're not like some over-the-top sound that's going to grab you or pound through your speakers. And while we're on, you know, that track, Clink, Smino pretty much executes what Future has been messing around doing on like King's Dead or even on the song Oxy from his recent project with Juice WRLD, where they take that scratchy, like overly raspy vocal and try to lay it over an entire song. And Smino actually does that successfully, I think, on both the song Clink and on one of the closing tracks, Skeetos. And the use of that effect on, you know, those two tracks really stands out as, you know, one of the bigger risks that Smino took on this album. So the collection of, you know, all of these factors I just discussed really lead to a really friendly project, very enjoyable surface level listen, and it's something that's very easy to get into and vibe to immediately. Like your first run through, you're going to be feeling this. But unfortunately, if we take a deeper look into Noir, it has a bit of a wolf in sheep's clothing type effect. While his boyish demeanor can bring some valuable elements to the table, it also can cripple his writing and veer into immaturity. I had a lot of these hooks and infectiously warm flow stuck in my head, but when I sat down to sort out exactly what the slurred lyrics humming in my brain all day were, I was kind of underwhelmed at times. I mean, pulling up Genius real quick revealed lines like, I'm on top of my shit like piss, or withdrawals because I ain't ate pussy all month, her Italian draws turn my mustache soft. So yeah, in some cases it's just atrocious bars covered up by fun vocal performances. In other times it's just like flimsy sexual puns that don't have really any importance or hold any weight. And there's also multiple verses that consist largely of no topics at all. He'll just, you know, make a few references to, you know, a girl that he's attracted to, and he's got some weed with him, and he's driving around in a nice car, and he's from St. Louis, and then that's it. Then we're back to the hook. And these instances, despite the album being really fun, popped up a little too often to just, like, sweep under the rug and pretend aren't there. And ultimately, it hurts the album a little bit as a whole. The runtime on this also hangs on a little too long. It runs a full hour, 18 tracks. Considering the lack of, like, differentiated song ideas, that's just a little bit too weighty for, you know, what's taking place here. Monotonous song structures become a handicap, too, as every track is built off about the same format. Lead with a catchy hook, fill in some short verses throughout, try to get some nice bridges going, but without, like, the diversity to shake things up or throw different exciting angles or deliveries at you, some songs just bleed together, and it's hard to, you know, really differentiate where one ends and one begins. And it was around that halfway point where this really gets accentuated, and you're already through like the top hits and get kind of left with what sound like less successful attempts at the same songs you just heard earlier. The good news is you start off hot and you finish hot, and so that helps things a little bit, but the middle does drag for sure. And I think with, you know, growth as a writer and maturity as an artist, it should result in better work moving forward, something a little bit more sincere that holds a little bit more weight. But Smino's, you know, his unique mix of influences, it gives Noir enough to warrant some excitement, but it doesn't capitalize on its potential. And while I would recommend this as a breath of fresh air from much of what the rap industry is doing, it's not going to blow you away cover to cover. So best tracks on Noir: LMF, Clink, Covert, Skeetos, MF Groove. And it's really, the highlights on here are honestly a hotbed for like Oxcord group songs. You'll find some great ones on there. My worst tracks on here would be Somersault, Merlot, and Crushed Ice. I'd recommend this album if you like Aminé, Young Thug, or Saba. And overall rating, I'm going to give this about a 7 out of 10, just because of how much I've been enjoying listening to it recently. I've played it both the last 2 days, just like driving around, and it continues to warm up to me, so we'll throw a 7 on it. And as we do, we'll play a couple samples from the album. So this is going to be LMF and Covert by Smino. These are a couple of the, you know, most infectious tracks on the album for certain. So here's a little taste of Noir.
Shoot the nigga lights out, dip the barrel in that potato. Hold on. Hey, hey. All right. If follow you. Tell me come through with a follow through. One more heart out my balls. You can smell what I pull. Licking out of my follicles. 5 a.m. leaving Polly, smiley. Found to go cop a 9-piece. Let me pimple wet to dry my tummy. Read me, got me slutty. She call me her little baby. I call her my little buddy. Hit her up like, come through for a little cutty. Hit her up like, come through for a little cutty. Hit her up like, come through for a little cutty. I'm fleet like Timberbees. These Japanese on drink champagne. A fuck clack of drinks overseas. We the Jesus heart, concrete shit. Cause these niggas has been my boss from the cement. Believe it. I finger the fire, the figure though, heat up LeBron. Look at the time, a quarter to nine. A nigga just order my nine. Hakuna Matata. I look like my father. You a lion, Mufasa.
I ain't
a say she real figgy. You a lion, Mufasa. Baby, ain't nothing about me. Fiji, rated expert, extraordinary. The Mary got me married. Now I'm singing like Mary, Mary. The coup, going stupid. Call it Coopin. It's February. Look, boo, got them juices. Heal me up with the elderberry. Tapoon in that boom boom paper. Doing the vegetarian. I feel the game like Moo Moo Moo. Big get out the way. Oh, St. Louis, nigga, give you Jason. Boy, he's a Jason Tatum. St. Louis.
I ain't see my mama in a minute. On my heart just like a penny. I hate thinking about the shit, it's like a dumb. Black spots up in my memory. I white out all the pain with green. That's the only color that ain't done me wrong.
Damn, how I'm homo need nigga. With these homo need nigga. Is you a R&B nigga? So I'ma gotta know. It's me, DJ, she doing goody. Hand out mills off in a hoodie. Made a mill off of a hoodie.
Stacking off satin wool. Stacking off satin wool. I caught a flight from the loo to the west side. 40 feet, look at me, mama, I'm fly. Really can't catch a break, need the KKI. I put that chocolate light in the light. Ooh. You remind me of my cool. Gas me up good, pass me a wood. I roll up my insecurities, fire up the foolery. Frolic and foolishly flirt with some bitches. But no, I can't do it, then guess the company humor me. I got a boo and she good to me.
So that was LMF and Covert from Noyar by Smino right there. Just some funky, smooth, light jams right there. That's just what he does. It's fun. It's vibey. But let's get into the next project we're going to be taking a look at. And that's an EP. It's not a full-on album. And this comes to us from IDK. We talked about his album last year when it dropped back in, I want to say, like October, November. It was a late 2017 release. And that album, I Was Very Bad, got pretty good critical acclaim. I mean, he got a feature from MF Doom and Del the Funky Homo Sapien on there, which had a lot of, you know, underground hip-hop heads creaming their pants over that. But I wasn't crazy about the album as a whole. I like IDK. He goes hard. He has a lot of versatility. And he's been promising an amazing, like, full-on debut studio album coming either this year or next year. And this is kind of like a stopover in between. A little mixtape he threw together. It's titled IDK and Friends. Because it has a different featured, a different, you know, one of his industry pals on every single song. Some of them fairly well known and guys he's worked with in the past, like Denzel Curry or a popular guy like Wale. But a lot of them kind of like from the underground trap scene or names that, you know, casual hip hop fans aren't going to recognize, like Maxo Cream, Domo Genesis, Q to Fool, Rico Nasty, and 30 Rack are the rest of the features on here. And I have to say, unfortunately, it kind of feels like IDK lets the guests control the narrative of the songs. Maybe except for the song OMG, because Wale was a little bit out of his element there. But the rest of them, he just kind of adapts to them. There's no clear sound across the entire project. And on an EP and on an attempt like this, where he's clearly just getting in the studio and making a track with one of his homies, I get it. It doesn't have to be like this full-on album cultivated aesthetic taking place cover to cover. It doesn't have to be, but this is like the complete opposite of that. It's inconsistent in just about every way possible, from production, the guests themselves, the quality of IDK's performances, the stylistic direction of every track. It's super up and down. You're either gonna get like a hardcore banger like Moral with Maxo Cream, and then jump into like more of a laid back, like lyrical exercise type track with Denzel Curry, and then just jump back right into the nastiness of Rico Nasty on Bad News. And for an EP and the way he marketed it, and obviously the title, IDK and Friends, again, it's not a huge problem. And what I do like is that IDK is really versatile. This clearly shows off a lot of his different skill sets. He seemed extremely comfortable in all of these environments, which means he could go anywhere with his upcoming album. Hopefully he picks one lane and he kind of commits to it and stays within that. But if his goal here was to demonstrate that he can really dip his toes into any area, almost any subgenre of hip hop, he's kind of accomplished that. He can rap his ass off when he wants to. He can go hard whenever he wants to. He actually didn't really do much on this album, but he proved on I Was Very Bad that he can sing when he wants to. So as far as building up, you know, his potential and getting people excited, I see it. But as far as the quality, and you know, if you're looking for any like substance at all or like memorable tracks, this EP doesn't really have it. I've listened to this multiple times, and off the top of my head, I look at the names of these tracks and I'm like, I remember the format of them a little bit. I remember the styles. I remember a little bit of the guests, but none of them are just sticking in my brain. Like, it's a lot of microwave music, as people like to call it, where like when you're listening to it, it's hype, it's fun, it's there, it brings the energy, but then a couple of days later, even a couple of hours later, it's not like, oh, I got to go back to that, or like, wow, this song's really sticking with me. That's not what you're going to get on this. And I did take issue with a few of the choruses on here that not only were delivered in an annoying and irritating way, like the track Bad News or the track OMG, but are also just super simple flexes. And, you know, the anchoring line of Bad News where he's just kind of yelling, she don't pop perks, but she popped the pussy. It's like, I'm just not here for it, you know? And the flows were hit and miss on here too. I mean, sometimes he was just in a zone and he does really like fully commit to his flows and eat them up. But if they're not some of the best, they still don't fail to, you know, dominate the track and become pretty much the attention grabber of the entire thing. So if you're not feeling them, it's going to be hard to get into the full track itself. And that's just kind of where I'm at as a whole on this EP. I'm pretty indifferent to it. If somebody threw it on and bumped it, I'd be feeling it. The energy's there. But I'm not really recommending this, people. I'm not going back to it and listening to it again and again. And if something like this surfaces as his full-on debut album that he's been hyping up, saying it's going to be a 10 out of 10, I mean, this is not it. So I'm kind of throwing him a bone here, saying, you know, I see what you tried to do. You tried to grab some of your friends, make some glorified singles and group them together and give them to the people. Cool. Like, no problems with it. My favorite tracks on here would be Once a Time Freestyle, Stop, and Moral, with my least favorite songs being Bad News and OMG. And as an overall rating for what this is, and as simply an EP, I'm going to give it a 6 out of 10. But if this was a full-on album, this would be looking gloomy. But here's a sample of, you know, the potential that IDK really does have as he lights it up on this Once Upon a Time Freestyle featuring Denzel Curry. And after that, we'll be playing Stop featuring Q Da Fool. So here it is by IDK.
When it comes to wordplay, I'm bringing it. Everything I do is spine tingling, guaranteed to keep your mind lingering. When it comes down to me and the world, I'm fingering. Me against the world, leave the ocean full of pearls. Oyster, guaranteed to get the pussy moister. If the earth don't wanna be saved, I disappoint her. As I constantly try to evolve just like a Togepi. Keep my pockets thick as the Parkins, Professor Ogilvy. No one sick as me, have the common cold, catch a cold from me. Isn't it ironic, the younger me is the older me? Fans demand that I rap about shit I did at 17. Might as well I cut my hair off and take some
disrespect,
LSD.
Zell, and I might have to raise hell. The only way you live is if you save by the bell. Cause I'm teaching niggas lessons while they find a way to fail. That's the reason why I think you niggas tripping like you fell. Well, I flip a coin and make a wish. I wish these pussy niggas found a way to hop up off my dick. I flip my wrist and make her disappear. Now that's a fucking trick. I trick a nigga off the liquor to give me the money before I fucking flip her. The diamonds on my neck, wet flipper. She wet, but her last man wasn't a good swimmer. Sim simmer, who got the keys to my bimmer? And then I check my pockets like, oh, it's me, nigga.
Remember to remember. Matter of fact, remember the 5th of November. Too many scars upon my face, no Simba. Rappers thinking they the most dark, but I'm dimmer. Most deaf and grimmer. Bear to witness the superficial, mean and vicious. I'm better as an infant without a parent having interest. Suspicious intent, riding around if I present it. We'll push your cap back and send your soul to new dimensions. The ammunition only ignited my ignition. My ambition is only make right decisions on my mission. My division is separate from my business and my bitches. Every sentence in line is a reflection of time.
My times table never was good at the time I was 9. At 17, I was forced in a 9 to the 5. So 9 times out of 10, I'm despising the eyes of the greedy ones all around me like some fucking flies. Get away, bye-bye, in sync, lie-lie, instinct. Y'all niggas some fossils telling me how to live my life. Just suck my dick and bump my shit and stream my shit so I can go and count my grip. Reverse the slavery every time I pull out my whip and put up on a racist race like I am the shit. I limp towards the cake cause I am the pick. Ain't nobody fucking my contracts up like Prince, I got that money flow, never stop.
My little shooter click until your head pop.
He in a trap and it never stop.
Fizz got behind me, I swear that I never stop. Stop that shit, I got a bag and you mad, little bitch. I'm Miami, I just fucked up a little bitch.
Can't stop that shit, look at my wrist, that's rocks, little bitch.
I got some drip on my side, I beat up the bags, box. Just put the jack with the stash spot. I kept falling low and no damn thought. My shit BBS and you still wearing silver. My shooters ain't playing fair, they robbing everywhere. Fuck with this broad, now you wanna kill me. My fuck the fist cause they still trying to jail. Walk in the club and we turn it up. The fuck nigga tried and he got burnt up. When I come to your city, my burner tough. Shoot his ass in the face since he act so tough. I want no rocks, I can't get enough. Got 100 on stripes, we blowing shit up. Double back with this Macle, you stiffly, you stuck. Bitch, I'm a rich shooter, be fucking shit up.
I got that money flow, never stop.
My little shooter click until your head pop.
He in a trap and it never stop.
Fist got behind me, I swear that I never stop. Stop that shit, I got a bag and you mad, little bitch. I'm Miami, I just fucked up bad, little bitch.
Can't stop that shit, look at my wrist, that's rocks, little bitch.
I got that money flow, never stop. They sent me a deal and that shit was not. Some niggas be snitching, some niggas hot. Some niggas be flipping and whip the pot. See me, I'm no gangster, no lacquer, no actor, no trapper. The only nigga to admit I'm a rapper. You spend your money on a bitch, I just stack up. My phone be beeping like a truck about to back up. That's conference, y'all, bitch, I'm a boss. I got lawyers and accountants on call. I know shooters make them mad, they gon' draw. Now your body is surrounded by chalk. I'm from a place where the dog, he gon' bark. And if you get hit, they ain't caught in no law. But if you get caught, they ain't dropping no charge. Have you eating Big Texas while rocking the orange? Welling over capping,
I'm from that PGN.
Rapping over trapping,
I made 200 bands.
If they gon' kick in the door, I don't know what happened.
How they can?
I got that money flow, never stop. They sent me a deal and that shit was not. Some niggas be snitching, some niggas hot. But ain't none of my niggas was ever locked.
I got that money flow, never stop.
My little shooter click until your head pop.
You just heard Once Upon a Time Freestyle and Stop by IDK featuring Denzel Curry on the first one and Q to Fool on the second one. Those two bring the energy, definitely my two favorites on the EP. And you can clearly see that IDK can find himself over any beat, over any flow. He's lyrical. He can go hard. He can pretty much do it all. So let's see what happens on this forthcoming album from IDK. But until then, we got to get into what has quickly become the biggest story probably in the entire year in hip-hop. I feel like I talk about this guy all the time, even though I really passionately dislike him. Tekashi 6ix9ine. Every time that I sit here and say, I'm not talking about this guy again, he ratchets up the story 10 times further to the point where I have no choice. And this is the peak of that, as he is now facing racketeering charges. This came about 2 weeks ago, but I don't know if I've actually gotten on the mic and recorded an episode since then, so we got to talk about it now. It looks like the feds had a full sting operation going. They had wiretaps. They had undercover ops everywhere tracking 6ix9ine and his movement. And the actual end goal of what they were trying to do is take down this violent New York gang titled the Nine Trey Bloods, who 6ix9ine reps all the time. He's yelling Treyway on his songs. He's always putting out this like gangster vibe. His damn near catchphrase is "Test my gangster." And finally, someone did, but it wasn't who he thought. It was the FBI. Those RICO charges are going to be a problem for the kid. He's facing, if guilty, a minimum of 32 years in prison, 32 to life. So, I mean, if this doesn't go his way, you can pretty much kiss his music career goodbye. And honestly, I'm not too sad about it. He's genuinely terrible. He's made all his money and all of his attention pretty much comes strictly from his social media presence and the internet jokes that revolve around him and the attention he seems to create. I mean, he can walk down the street and become a headline somehow. It's a marketing talent in itself. So, I mean, good for him, but his music is pretty much trash. And these RICO charges he's facing are no joke. He's being accused of narcotics trafficking, shootings, violent robberies, and conspiring to commit murder. That's a pretty big one right there. And when they're trying to take down the whole cell, they're going to go for the biggest guy. And even 6ix9ine isn't the boss figure. He's clearly not running this gang here. But he's the one talking about him. He's the one putting him on the map. And if they actually got him like on wiretap, talking about these things, committing these things on video, if they got witnesses, I mean, he's screwed. These are huge charges. And this is one of like the biggest forms of crime that the U.S. government is trying to prevent and take down, gang-related, group-related criminal activities. And the irony of this entire situation is so heavy because 6ix9ine has been running around for a year and a half now telling people, test my gangster, try me, see how hard I am. I'm really about that life. I'm from the streets. I do this gang shit, right? And finally, the feds show up and they're like, all right, yeah, we'll pull your card. We'll call your bluff. And now he's sitting there saying, oh, no, I didn't do anything. I'm innocent. I just do it to promote my music. And it's like, well, dude, you got to pick one. You walk it like you talk it. You talked a big game. You got to walk it now. And the latest developments from this are that the FBI actually decided to bring him in now because they recovered wiretap evidence that his former crew, he actually fired pretty much his entire staff like 2 or 3 weeks ago, probably a week preceding these charges and his arrest. And they were like conspiring to take him out. So they more or less did it to like protect his life. They've been denying his bond as well. He's offered them every single dollar of cash that he has in his possession and they won't take it because like, listen, this guy could either flee the country because he's got so much money and resources and people he's connected to, or his crew's actually just going to catch up to him and take him out, and we don't want that either. It's an absolutely wild situation, and all fingers point to this guy going to prison for a very long time. And another layer on top of it is that his new album, Dummy Boy, just dropped this past week. And you can see, you know, from the numbers that his album's doing and the one that his album did earlier in the year, like, he admitted he was set. He didn't have to be messing around, talking all this trash, being part of this violent gang and trying to build up this hardcore like gangster image. Like, he didn't have to do that. He made it in music. He's one of the most successful and popular artists in the entire world right now, as crazy as that is to say. He was raking in millions. He was going to be set for life, and he just threw it all away. And no, he's not like the first rapper to perpetuate this image or try to build a career basically off talking about crimes and mafioso activities and drug dealing and so on and so on. But a lot of those guys kept it on wax. They weren't going around. Like, Meek Mill is a perfect example. He's been on probation for like a decade, like pretty much his entire career. One slip up and he goes back to prison. He still was rapping about it He was still living that life in his songs, but he wasn't trying to bring it into reality. And that's the biggest line that 6ix9ine crossed. He would go make a song about being this crazy psychomaniac murderer, but then he would get on like Instagram Live and be like, come check me. Like, it's nonsense. And even guys like Meek Mill, even other guys who perpetuate similar images in their music would tell him, like, you have to chill. In real life, this isn't a game. Like, people will check you. And the feds finally did, which honestly might be the best thing that has happened to 6ix9ine. I mean, obviously, 32 years to life is a terrible sentence to be facing, and it might seem like it's the worst possible situation. But from the sounds of it and what the FBI uncovered, 6ix9ine could be in the ground right now. So you take your small W's where you can get them. But that's what's been going on with 6ix9ine. As much as I don't like to talk about him, we had to recap it and run through it. But I will make a promise from here on out. I'm not going to review Dummy Boy, his new album. And I will not mention him on the show until this case comes to a conclusion and he either is innocent or guilty. Then I'll weigh in and recap those events. But I'm not going to talk about his music. And we are done with 6ix9ine for the foreseeable future. So with that being said, let's get into our Hot in the Streets song of the week. I was going to play actually a Meek Mill single, but with his album coming out tomorrow, I figured we'll be talking about Meek and we'll be playing some Meek music in the coming weeks. So why not take a look at something else? And something very interesting dropped. ASAP Rocky, following up his album Testing, which many people believe to be somewhat of a failed experiment, has dropped this new song, Sundress, which is perhaps the least ASAP Rocky song I've ever heard. He's really flipped things in a completely different direction. We get this hazy setting with Tame Impala samples throughout. And ASAP Rocky, I mean, really just singing about this girl he used to be with and some of his memories and a little bit of heartbreak mixed in. This is a really personal ASAP Rocky track. I mean, he was not trying to do his braggadocious, like, pretty Flacco swagger on this. This is really peeled back and humid, and it's really nice. It took me a couple spins to really mess with it, but I've been feeling it as of late. So here it is, your Hot in the Streets song of the week, Sundress by ASAP Rocky.
Tryna get that V with that crib. Back when you used to bees with that crib. Gotta give a little to get a little bit in return now. Tables turn now, and you heard about me and my bitch. I'm just tryna chill, cause lately I've been thinking about you and rebuilding. Walk around like you love feelings. I can tell he not fulfilling. You in love with me still. They say only if looks could kill for real. You walk around town with that guy. When you pass by, I just laugh like.
That's your Hot in the Streets song of the week, Sundress by ASAP Rocky. Really cool song from Rocky. And you can also really feel the Tame Impala influences and production direction all over that song. In a lot of ways, a big bounce back for Rocky after I think a lot of people had this as a down year for him and he was trending down. I didn't necessarily feel that way, but this song is definitely a breath of fresh air, and I think it'll help a lot of people get back on the Rocky bandwagon, even though it's just one small song. So that's just about all we got for the show today. We're just going to run through our new music announcements, recap everything that's been dropping, all the fresh releases. So we're going to go all the way back to Friday, November 16th, and that week we got Oxnard by Anderson .Paak, It Is What It Is by Kirk Knight, Thrice X by Big Crit, The Sunset Tapes, A Cool Tape Story by Jaden Smith, and a little Christmas-influenced The Grinch EP by Tyler, the Creator. And then this last week, November 23rd, we got Tana Talk 3 by Benny, out of that Griselda squad, West Side Gun, Conway. They've been bringing the heat. 2018 is the year of Griselda, and Benny, Tana Talk 3 is so much heat. You got to check it out. We also got Still 1982 by Static Select and Terminology, Diplomatic Ties by The Diplomats, Streams of Thought Volume 2, Black Thought. He came through with his EP earlier in the year, Volume 1. This is Volume 2 with producer Salam Remy. Finally, we got DiCaprio 2 by J.I.D. And then Looking Forward Tomorrow, one of the biggest announcements we've gotten all year is Earl Sweatshirt is returning. He hasn't gotten on the mic. He hasn't dropped an album since 2015. He hasn't even dropped a feature since 2016. But we will be getting some rap songs by Earl Sweatshirt tomorrow. The lead singles, Nowhere to Go and Mint, are already out, taking on a very lo-fi computer rap aesthetic. So it'll be cool to see where he goes with that. And we're also getting Championships by Meek Mill to celebrate his release from prison and all the lessons he's learned in the past year. So that's what we got confirmed coming tomorrow, November 30th. And that's all we got for the show today on the Hip Hop Enthusiast Podcast, keeping you up to date on hip hop music in 2018. Thanks for checking us out. Please go hit that subscribe button, leave a rating, download some prior episodes on iTunes or on the Apple Podcast app, or check out the home site of the UConn radio station, whus.org/talk. So I'm going to cut this off and go prep for this new Earl album. I will see you guys next week. We'll definitely be talking about that Oxnard Anderson .Paak album. Not sure what the other one will be, but I'll make up my mind and we'll get to that next week. So thanks for listening. Thanks for downloading. You know what we do here. It's the Hip Hop Enthusiast Podcast. Peace.